RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We got a great show for you guys today coming up on this Wednesday. We continue our college football previews in the ACC. We look at Georgia Tech. Chad Bishop, going to talk to him here in moments, get his thoughts on the Yellow Jackets for the upcoming season. Also going to continue looking at the AFC West. We look at the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday. We're going to look at the Denver Broncos and the upcoming season for Bo Nix and company. We got the BMW Championship teeing off tomorrow in Baltimore. We'll give out some picks for that. Chase Kitty going to join us middle of the show like he always does each and every Wednesday. Get some college football and NFL thoughts from Chase as well. And then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, love to hear from you guys throughout the show. Chime in with any questions, comments, best bets that you have. You can hit us up at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, or on X as well. And if you guys miss any part of the show today, if you've missed any of our college football previews, NFL previews, it's all right there for you. The Send It In podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Let's get rolling on a Wednesday. Glasses in session. Go to the Glasser guest line. Check in with Chad Bishop, who joins us. Give Chad a follow on X at Mr. Chad Bishop, Georgia Tech beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Kind enough to join us here on Send It In. And Chad, we were talking before, man, a lot of excitement around this Georgia Tech team going into year four under Brett Key already. What's Georgia Tech have to do to kind of take that next step now that they're probably not going to take anybody for granted to be one of those contenders in the ACC?
Yeah, I mean, even Brent Key has said it recently. It's time for Georgia Tech to take that jump. You know, they've been a 7-6 team the past two seasons, 5-7 before that. They've kind of been hovering in that 500 range. Made some national headlines with wins over Florida State and Miami and playing Georgia 8 overtimes. But it's been sort of those middle-of-the-road games, right? Those 50-50 games that Georgia Tech hasn't been able to consistently win. So that's the next step, right? Like, they're going to get up for Clemson. They're going to get up for Colorado on the road, open the year. They're going to get up for Georgia. You know, can they go on the road in November and beat Boston College? Can they go win at Duke? Can they beat Syracuse at home? It's some of these, you know, I like to call them 50-50 games because of the evenly matched teams. Like, can they win those time and time again? Can they put together a winning streak in the middle of the season to get to 9 wins, 10 wins, and sniff an ACC title game? To me, that's what it comes down to. It sounds broad and kind of generic, right? But it's sort of a mindset thing with this team because they've increased their talent and depth across the board. So they should be able to compete with anybody they play.
You watch Haynes King at quarterback, Chad, and anybody who watches him play, you just kind of fall in love with them because of how tough he is, how hard-nosed he is. You think of that game against Georgia and how he just left it all out there. I think the big question for Haynes King is if he's developed as a passer this season. What's that going to look like? Do they believe that he has going into his senior year?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, part of that was in 24, was dealing with that shoulder injury, got hurt in the game at North Carolina and missed a couple games and came back at the end of the year. But it was never really truly 100%. So, you know, he told me at ACC football kickoff, a lot of his offseason work was getting his body in shape and prepared to sort of take some of those blows when he runs the ball to really guard against some of those injuries to his shoulder and to his upper body so he could throw the ball better. I mean, he wants to play in the NFL. I mean, he told me that, like, that's his dream, and why wouldn't it be, right? So he knows he's got to develop as a passer, and as good as he was in 24 and as good as he's been through his career, he needs to take his game to the next level. He's got a bevy of wide receivers this year to throw the ball around to all over the yard, a bunch of, you know, some tall guys, some short guys, some really fast guys, some slot guys. So he has no shortage of weapons to do that as well. So if he's going to have a breakout year passing, this could certainly be the season for Haynes King.
Who are some of those wide receivers that you think can emerge? Because King's back, the running back Haynes is back as well. They do lose some guys in the receiver room, but as you said, they're happy with some of the people that they brought in. Who are some guys we should keep an eye on?
Sorry, guys. I think I lost you. I think I got a bad connection.
All good, Chad. Yeah, I think we got you now. Yeah, go ahead. Receiving room for Georgia Tech. Anybody that you like this year there?
There we go. Sorry, you said the wide receiver room, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So first of all, you start with Malik Rutherford, one of the veterans on the offense, has been around for a long time, actually hopped in the transfer portal in December, hopped back to Georgia Tech, and he's going to be one of the leaders for that group. You know, he's going to be sort of the security blanket for this offense when it comes to the passing game. But outside of him, there's Eric Rivers, who came in for Florida International, Dean Patterson for Florida International, a tandem there to watch. Isaiah Cannon and Bailey Stockton, two young guys who Georgia Tech really, really, really likes, who can make some big plays. I really like Isaiah Cannon, his height, his physicality, and what he can do in the receiving game. So again, they have lots of options in that passing game, whereas the past couple of years, it may have been one guy, it may have been you know, two guys. So this year, there's just a lot more options for this Georgia Tech offense to throw the ball around to, and that includes some tight ends, right? Brett Seither's back off of his injury. Harperine is back as a young kid, and they brought in a kid from Cal and JT Byrne to help in that passing game as well. So again, lots of options, and don't count out Jamal Haynes out of the backfield to catch some balls as well.
We're talking Georgia Tech here with Chad Bishop, kind enough to join us on Send It In. Chad, what about the defensive side of the ball for Georgia Tech? They have a new defensive coordinator that's coming over. What have been the early impressions of Blake Gideon so far?
Yeah, to me, that's the biggest question mark. I don't doubt that Georgia Tech's defense will be good. But how good? Can they be dominant? Can they lift this team to that next level like we talked about earlier? Blake Gideon came from Texas. He's never been a defensive coordinator before. That doesn't discount him, but it's an unknown, right? And then along the defensive front, they brought in a ton of transfers to help the pass rush, to help get some turnovers and some quarterback pressures. So that's an unknown. A linebacker crew is very, very strong with Kyle Eford leading the way and E.J. Lightsey right next to him. That's going to be a strength of this team. But then the same thing with the secondary. A lot of transfers coming in, a lot of youth. Again, I don't doubt their talent, but how much, you know, will they be able to dominate the opposition? So there's a lot of question marks over there. Can this team come together sooner rather than later and make some big-time plays for Blake Gideon, or will there be sort of struggles early on, and will that dictate how the rest of the season goes?
Looking at the schedule, Chad, we have so many great week one matchups. We have those three top 10 matchups, which everybody is locked into. But there are some under-the-radar games that I'm really excited for. And one of those games is Georgia Tech at Colorado to kick off the season. Obviously, Deion's trying to replace Shador and Travis Hunter. Georgia Tech has a lot of expectations. That's going to be a Friday night game in Boulder. Going to be a great atmosphere. What do you expect out of that game? What are your early thoughts on Georgia Tech at Colorado?
You know, I think why a lot of folks are really high on Georgia Tech has to do with continuity. Brent Key going into year, you know, three and a half, if you count his interim stint. Buster Faulkner's been there. Chris Winkie's been there. Offensive line coach Jeep Way. We've talked about Haynes King, his third year as a starter. Jamal Haynes is a veteran running back. Malik Rutherford is a veteran wide receiver. You know what you're getting with Georgia Tech. Brent Key said as much. Like, this, you know, there's no secrets with this team. And Colorado, there's lots of question marks, right? Like, who's going to take over at quarterback? Who are some of these transfers that they brought in going to step up into major roles and perform at a really, really high level? So I think, to me, that's what gives Georgia Tech the edge, at least on paper, right? Is like, they have a veteran team with veteran coaches who have been together for quite some time, and there's a little bit of unknown with Colorado. Now, that being said, going out to Boulder, a sellout crowd, you know, all eyeballs always on Deion Sanders and Coach Prime and the atmosphere that those guys bring. It's going to be tough. I look back at last year when Georgia Tech went out to Dublin. Probably not a lot of folks thought they could knock off Florida State, who was top 10 at the time. And the way they handled that trip and the way they handled their business about that matchup gives me hope they'll probably do about the same thing going out to Boulder. And the way they go out there a little bit early, get themselves acclimated, get themselves focused, ready to go win a football game in week one.
That's a really good call. Georgia Tech handling their business last year against FSU. ACC schedule, Chad, I mean, you look at it pretty favorable, right? They do have to play Clemson at home, but no SMU, no Miami, no Louisville. All those teams pretty much thought of to be those teams maybe under Clemson along with Georgia Tech. So, I mean, when you look at the schedule, it's definitely right there for Georgia Tech, right? Everything they could want trying to get to Charlotte.
It's really interesting because when you look at the ACC, the scheduling is a huge component because, like you said, Georgia Tech doesn't have to play Miami, Louisville, SMU, Florida State. Yeah, they get Syracuse. Yeah, they got to go to Duke. Yeah, they play NC State. But again, after Clemson, to your point, it's going to be a pretty wide open race in the ACC, at least in my opinion. So from Georgia Tech's standpoint, it definitely lines up well. But again, they have to prove it to me. They have to go out and win some of these toss-up games, some of these games that they maybe dropped in the past couple years. I have to go on a pretty substantial winning streak in September and October to put themselves in position to make that ACC title game. But again, on paper, it looks like they have a really, really good shot this year to do some damage against some teams who maybe aren't expected to be at the top of half of the ACC standings.
Chad, before I let you go, my friend, need a prediction. What are your thoughts for Georgia Tech? The win total right now is about 8 wins for the Yellow Jackets. Odds makers seeing about an 8-4 season. Some nice odds for them to make the ACC title game is plus 650. For them to win the ACC is 12-1. What would be your prediction on Georgia Tech this year?
I actually love the record, 8-4, you know, and I think that'd probably be disappointing for most Georgia Tech fans to hear me say. But again, until they can prove they can go out and win consistently and win some of those games in the middle of the schedule, you look at Clemson, you know, they'll be an underdog. You look at Georgia, they'll be an underdog. And so there'll probably be a couple more games in there that are going to be really tough for them. Like I said, a Boston College in November, on the road at Duke. So I think this team has a ton of talent and a ton of potential. I wouldn't be surprised if they went 10-2, but again, until they can prove it to me, I kind of like that 8-4 mark for this Georgia Tech team.
Very good. Chad Bishop, give him a follow on X at Mr. Chad Bishop, Georgia Tech beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Kind enough to join us here on Send It In. Chad, great meet you, man. Appreciate the time. Enjoy the season. Hope to talk again soon.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Yep, great stuff there from Chad. Let's continue talking Georgia Tech here on Send It In, as Sean will throw up that schedule for the Yellow Jackets, which is a really interesting one, right? Especially for a lot of these ACC teams, bookended by that Colorado game and that Georgia game, the road trip to Colorado. And then Chad gave us a great nugget before he hopped on the air. First time ever, Georgia Tech in Georgia is going to be a neutral site game played at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. So Georgia Tech's going to be the home team in that game, not going to be played on campus, going to be played at the Mercedes-Benz Dome, which oddly for Georgia Tech you don't really love. You wish that was a true road game for Georgia, but it's going to be a neutral site game after taking them to 8 overtimes last year in Athens. Should be a fun one. That road trip to Colorado is going to be a difficult one. Georgia Tech, though, because they have all that returning production coming back, including their quarterback, Haynes King, and I like what Chad said, man, that taking care of business last year against Florida State, going on the road, taking care of business in Dublin, the fact that they did that, I would put me good confidence in them taking care of business against Colorado. So I think they should win that game. And then look, ACC schedule sets up really good for them. Not only do they avoid a lot of the top teams, no SMU, no Miami, Louisville, Florida State, but how many of these ACC schedules have we looked at? And the bye weeks have been really bizarre, right? Miami's got 2 bye weeks in a 3-week span. Louisville has to play a game where they play, or has a stretch where they play 7 straight games before they get a bye week.
Georgia Tech's bye week, right where you want it. They play five games, then they get a bye week before taking on Virginia Tech, and then you get a bye week with three games after that to finish the season. So overall, schedule looks really good. Every road game in conference is never going to be easy, but on paper, could you really ask for a much better road schedule if you're Georgia Tech? At Wake, at Duke, at NC State, and at Boston College, probably going to be favored in all those games. It is interesting that on BetMGM, Georgia Tech's win total is at 7.5, but it's highly juiced to minus 155. That's why I told Chad the win total is pretty much 8 games. He thinks they're going to go 8-4. I think 8-4 is probably the right number as well for Georgia Tech. They kind of give me a little bit of Illinois vibes out of the Big Ten, where I think Georgia Tech might be that trendy team out of the ACC that a lot of people like. They have the quarterback back. They got some returning guys on offense. They're going to be a fun team to watch. A lot of people like Brent Key, but it just feels like one of those trappy teams that I wouldn't get too invested in. If you like Georgia Tech, maybe you take a shot on them to make it to the ACC title game at plus 650. I think that could be a good bet. Or you bet them to make it to the college football playoff at plus 750. Betting the win total, though, especially having to lay the juice at minus 155, don't think that's all that great of a bet. Schedule on paper does look pretty easy, right? I mean, outside of the Clemson game, the Georgia game, maybe the Colorado game, really not all that difficult of an ACC schedule. Fact, the win total's only at 7.5 with how they've played the last couple years, and certainly building towards this year with the senior quarterback who's been in that system for 3 years now, would be a little careful of getting highly invested in Georgia Tech. I do like this team a lot, though. I'm a big fan of Brett Key. I think they could be a good underdog bet against Clemson or against Georgia potentially, but they're going to be a favorite in a lot of games this year, and a program and a team that's not used to being the favorite a ton, when they get thrown into that role, when they have expectations, always makes me a little worrisome on Georgia Tech. Real quick, I see we have a question in the chats. Jim Lucas, what's your favorite college football win total? That's going to be Oregon, under 10.5 wins, Jim. Absolutely love that one. You got to pay some juice, but I totally think it's worth it. Oregon is going to lose to Penn State in week 4. It's just a terrible spot for the Ducks. They have to play a rivalry game in the Civil War against Oregon State and then travel across the country and take on Penn State, who's coming off of a bye and plays nobody in the non-conference. If Oregon loses that game, which I think they will, all we need is one more loss the rest of the way. And I certainly think playing at Iowa could be difficult. Playing at Washington could be difficult. So there's some games on that schedule where I think they get tripped up. But the key is that Penn State game. Because I feel so strongly they're going to lose that, I think they trip up somewhere else. So I like Oregon under 10.5 wins. And then Penn State to make the playoff at minus 300. Big juice, but the odds seem light. They do. I agree. I think they make the playoff. Jim, I just think the better bet, to be honest with you, is Penn State to win the Big Ten. I really like them this year. I think they're going to beat Oregon, like I said. I think this is finally the year they beat Ohio State, too. They beat both of those teams. They're definitely in Indianapolis. And then we'll take our shots at plus 240, plus 290, whatever the number is now. But I would just bet Penn State to win the Big Ten. All right, let's talk a little NFL. Dive into the Denver Broncos here on Send It In. Team that a whole lot of people like this year in the AFC West. Sean Payton said he felt like he has had in his coaching career about 7 teams that he thought could win the Super Bowl. He says this team is number 8. Defensively, I agree with him. I think the Broncos defense, absolutely good enough to win a Super Bowl. Probably a top 2-3 defense in all of football. Did nothing but improve in the offseason. They get the safety from San Francisco, Yafunga, to help out in the secondary. They get Dre Greenlaw, the linebacker from the Niners as well. They're going to be terrific on defense. They have the reigning defensive player of the year in Pat Surtain as well. Offensively, though, are we really sure that Bo Nix is that guy? I know he had a good season last year. I know he's the kind of quarterback that Sean Payton wanted. But are we really convinced that Bo Nix is that good? Are we really convinced that he's good enough to beat Lamar, to beat Josh Allen, to beat Patrick Mahomes? Like, I'm not convinced that Bo Nix is that guy yet. So all these people that are betting the Broncos to win the AFC, that are betting the Broncos to win the Super Bowl, I wouldn't be doing all that. Now, the win total at 9.5, I think that is a different conversation. Sean, if you want to pull up the schedule again, Denver feasted last year on an easy schedule. You go back and look, all the teams that they lost to were some of the top teams in the league. All the teams that they beat were some of the worst teams in the NFL. It was very much like what the Chargers did. Beat the teams that you're supposed to beat. can't beat any of the big boys in the NFL. Well, you look at their schedule again, a lot of favorable matchups for Denver on the schedule this season, right? I mean, they get the Giants, they get the Jets, they get the Colts, they get the Titans, they get the Jags. So, you know, they get the Raiders. They're obviously going to be favored in both of those games, even though we do like the Raiders this season. But they are going to have some games where they're certainly going to be favored. They have some favorable matchups. They should win all those games. I'm just not as high on Bo Nix as everybody else is. And this offense, the offensive line's very good. I don't think Cortland Sutton's a number one. I think he's a very good number two. Don't think he's a number one. J.K. Dobbins, love him. Terrific running back. But at this point, you're just waiting for him to get hurt. And I know a lot of people like R.J. Harvey, too, and he could turn into a really good running back. But I just think we're overrating this Denver offense just a little bit too much. The defense is fantastic. Sean Payton is fantastic. Offense, I think, is a little overrated. And for people that like Denver to win this division, I got to give credit to our guy Nick Henyon, who hopped on yesterday, because he made a terrific point. Obviously, if you like Denver to win the AFC West, they're going to have to beat Kansas City this year. They're probably going to beat them twice, but they certainly are going to have to beat them at least one time. And the schedule that Denver got playing Kansas City is not kind. The two times that they have to play them, the first time they get them at home, but they get Kansas City off a bye. I think we all know Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes' track record off a bye and that they never lose those games. And then the second time that they get them is a short week on the road on Christmas night in Kansas City. So obviously the team that you're striving to beat in that division, who has been the standard, you get two brutal spots against them to try and beat them. So a lot of people like this Denver team. A lot of people think they could surprise, maybe win the AFC, win the division, win the Super Bowl. I am nowhere there on the Denver Broncos. Can they go over their win total, make the playoffs, win 10 games? Absolutely they can. Would I bet them to win this division? Would I bet them to do big things in the AFC? No chance. Not a believer yet in Bo Nix. Got to see more out of that Broncos offense. All right, BetMGM promo. MLB Parlay Boost Token. Swing big on your next MLB Parlay. Use this Parlay Boost Token to score a bigger payout. If you're baseball parlay hits, brought to you by the Sportsbook Born in Vegas, BetMGM. Download the app today. All right, let's check in with our guy, Chase Kitty. It is a Wednesday. We wrapped up our ACC previews today looking at Georgia Tech. So, Chase, talk to us about the ACC, my friend. Who are some teams that you like in the Atlantic Coast Conference this season?
PJ, if their name isn't Clemson, I don't want them. It's a slanted market, man. Go look at the four power conferences, right? There's nobody who's a favorite to win at an odds-on price. So that's how one-sided this ACC market is right now. I get that there are some nice prices out there. I am not interested in anybody dethroning Clemson. I think Klubnik's really good. I think it's taken them some years to rebuild after they had like the great coordinator losses of 3, 4, 5 years ago, but I think they're kind of back as close to they've ever been when they were really at their peak under Dabo. And I just think you're going to see a really good Clemson team that walks pretty easily through an ACC that is very concentrated in sort of the second quintile. Like there's a lot of average to below average at this conference, and I think nobody's really going to touch Clemson. So there's not, I mean, you'd have to show me incredible value for me to want to have any exposure there outside of Clemson, South Carolina.
Chase, if I gave you over under 1.5 ACC teams to make the college football playoff, would you go over or under?
I would probably I'll give you a technical answer. It probably depends on the price that I'm getting. But I think I'd go over, because what we saw last year was kind of like I was just talking about, that middle in the ACC is very weak and very winnable. And so you can see somebody with a favorable schedule rack up a big gaudy number with 12 playoff spots available. Somebody sneaks in there as a number two ACC playoff team that maybe isn't as good as some of the other at-large candidates. And SMU, I mean, I wrote about this all last summer. I saw it coming from a mile away. The schedule's really soft. They're going to have a gaudy number. Take them to win the ACC, not because they're not going to win the ACC, but you're going to have great CLV, and then you can buy the other side. It's exactly what I did. I think you will probably see a similar situation this year. I know some people believe in Virginia Tech. I think the Georgia Tech schedule stuff that you guys were talking about earlier is pretty interesting. So
yeah.
I don't know who's it necessarily going to be. I don't think it's as obvious as SMU was last year, but somebody's going to get in there.
Can I get a quick thought from you, Chase, on Belichick? What do you think that's going to look like? Do you have a strong opinion? Are you like the rest of us where you just want to kind of see how it plays out? Like, where are you on UNC?
I do have a strong opinion, actually. I wrote about this yesterday for the BetMGM blog. I think the market hate has actually gone too far against North Carolina. When you see what the schedule is and then you see what the number is, it's, I think, 7.5 juiced under. They can get to 8 wins. I mean, it's somebody's going to win games in the ACC, probably multiple somebodies. They have kind of a funky bye situation like you were talking about. They're one of those teams that have a bye, and then they play one game, which I believe is Clemson, and then they have another bye, so that's a little weird. But, I mean, they can win 8 games against that schedule, and at a plus 140 over 7.5. Yeah, I think that's a bye.
Chase, want to talk some NFL with you. We just talked Denver Broncos on the show today. Fascinating team. I feel like most shows I've done on here, the people that have come on have been pro Broncos, like this team a lot. I mean, I don't know how you don't like the defense. They're really, really good. Right. I'm just not there with Bo Nix in the offense. What are your thoughts on Denver?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of in the same place. I'm pro Broncos. I think they're going to be good. It was a much more interesting conversation kind of during OTA season where we hadn't ramped all of this hype up than it is right now where everybody thinks they're going to be a sleeper Super Bowl contender. I'm the same place as you are. Like, I'm not buying the Broncos to win the Super Bowl. I think that's a bit much. But, you know, if you want to look at laddering their win totals, you can get 9.5 at a pretty straight price. 10.5 plus 150 right now at BetMGM. 11.5 plus 240. I think that's an interesting approach. I totally agree with the point you made and the point Nick made about the divisional odds. But if you're going to give me plus 310, I'm going to throw a dart at it. That's a pretty juicy price for a team with a defense this good. I'll tell you for sure I'm playing Denver week one in Survivor. Like, that's the thing I am most confident about, is week one has been a mess in Survivor contests the last few years. And you're giving me Denver's defense at home against a rookie in Cam Ward making his first start. Tennessee doesn't have a lot of talent. That is the number one utilization of Denver I can see on the board right now.
I think that's a great call. Chase, before we let you go, 3 AFC West teams made it to the playoffs last year. Do you think they get 3 back into the playoffs this year?
Yes, if the Chargers can stay healthy, and so far we haven't had great news on that front. So no. I don't know.
We have not. Losing the big fella, Rashawn Slater. Not a good start for Jim Harbaugh and company. He's Chase Kitty. Give him a follow on X at Chase A Kitty. BetMGM staff writer always joins us each and every Wednesday here on Send It In. Chase, next time we see you, we're gonna have college football games on that Saturday, my friend. Looking forward to it.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
All right, guys, let's talk some golf here on Send It In. And our guy Reed Phillips has got a golf question. PJ, since there's a golf tournament in your backyard, is there going to be a bros day out with Tyler? Reed, unfortunately not. Tyler and I had our bro day out at Oakmont. Just going to be me and some of my other buddies down at Caves Valley this weekend. I'll be there on Saturday, so I am looking forward to that. And here are some of the guys that I'll be betting at the BMW Championship this week out in Baltimore. Let's go with Rory at plus 750, right? I know it sucks to take Rory and Scotty. It's not a lot of fun, but this really is a perfect course for Rory. It's a long course, not a par 72 like it was 3 years ago. It's down to a par 70. The fairways are more narrow. The rough is more nasty. This is all about driving. It's all about who can hit it the farthest and the straightest. And that would be Rory. So plus 750. Took the week off last week in Memphis to kind of reboot, set himself up for these final 2 weeks and get ready for the Ryder Cup. I like Rory plus 750. And I like Victor Hovland as well. I like that price at 35-1. This is a great course for Victor. And not a lot of people are on him this week, like they have been, it feels like, on these kind of comp courses. So watch Victor Hovland contend. I think he's a good bet at 35-1. Patrick Cantlay won here 3 years ago. I think he's got a great chance to contend again, and I like his top 10 price at plus 150. And let's go back to the well with J.J. Spahn at plus 188. These kind of courses where you need to be a good ball striker, you need to hit it long, you need to hit it straight. Man, J.J.'s been awesome. obviously shown that he can play golf on these kind of golf courses in this part of the area, winning the U.S. Open at Oakmont. So give me J.J. Spahn, top 10 at plus 188. And then top 20, Victor Hovland again, but then Chris Goddard and Kurt Kitayama, two guys that are terrific strokes gained off the tee, which is a very key metric this week. Goddard was a top 10 finish here 3 years ago, and Kurt Kitayama obviously had that win at the 3M Open not too long ago. So those are a couple guys that I'm looking up to finish in the top 20 as well. All right, you guys, wrap the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. My play for going streaking is going to be Freddie Freeman to get a base hit today against Kyle Hendricks. Freeman is 6-for-13 in his career against Kyle Hendricks, so a great batting average, great history against Hendricks. Ohtani going up against the Angels today. That should be a lot of fun. I like Freddie to get a base hit. My prop lock is going to be Rory plus 210 head-to-head against Scotty this week. Terrifying, right? Betting against Scottie Scheffler. Rory's probably going to have to win for me to win this at plus 210. The reason I like it, though, Ted Scott is dealing with the family matter, who is Scottie's caddy. That's a big deal that Scottie's not going to have Ted Scott on the bag this week. That's kind of his calming influence when he's out there on the course. That's his right-hand man. Not having that for all 4 days, I think, could prove to be a big factor. So I like Rory at plus 210 during the BMW Championship against Scotty. Dog of the day, give me the Orioles at plus 110 against the Mariners. Best kept secret in Major League Baseball right now is Trevor Rogers for the Orioles, putting up terrific pitching numbers. He's got a .42 ERA at home this season, going up against Logan Gilbert and the Mariners. Second hottest team in baseball, only to Milwaukee. Gilbert has struggled on the road this season. Give me the O's, my dog of the day. And then my best bet, Rory, to win the BMW Championship. He's my play, plus 750. Thanks again to Chad Bishop, Chase Kitty for joining us today on the show. Make sure you guys go check out the pod for today's episode. We're going to be off tomorrow, and we're going to be off on Friday. We'll see you guys on Monday as we get ready for the college football season. We'll see you then.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.